奉主耶稣圣名啊，继续来啊学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to learn the word of God.
我们安息日啊是属于神的日子。
The Sabbath day is a day of the Lord.
啊，我们把它分别出来啊，利用啊这段美好的时光啊，我们来研读神的话。
We set aside this day to learn the word of God.
然后来从圣经里面得到提醒。
That we may be reminded through the word of God.
来作为我们在日常生活我们应当持守的准则。
That it may be a principle by which we abide.
我们今天下午来谈寻求神就必存活。
Today we will see, we will discuss the topic, seek the Lord and you will live.
我们看一下圣经阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书。
Amos,
第五章
Chapter
5阿摩斯书第五章
Amos Chapter 5
第四节
Verse
4阿摩斯书五章四节说主向以色列家如此说你们要寻求我就必存活
Verse 4 For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel Seek me and live
我们看第六节
Verse 6
要寻求主就必存活免得他在约瑟家像火化出在伯特利焚烧无人扑灭
Verse 6 Seek the Lord and live lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it
第四节这是神说的
Verse 4 are the words of the Lord
因为神用第一人称说你们要寻求我就必存活是对他的选民说的
The Lord says in first person saying seek me and live He says this to the house of Israel
第六节要寻求主就必存活免得他在约瑟家像火化出这是先知说的
And then in verse 6 these are the words of the prophet seek the Lord and live lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph
我们在读圣经的时候要注意谁在说话
When we read the Bible, we have to be clear on who is speaking.
那他说了什么内容
And what exactly are they saying?
那是一个警告呢
Is it a warning?
还是一个预言
Or a prophecy?
或者他是在讲一个事实
Or is it merely stating a fact?
那在这里其实是神的劝勉
This is actually the admonishment of God.
那要百姓能够来寻求他。
He wants the people to seek after him.
然后第六节，这个就是先知的回应。他得到神的这个信息之后，向百姓说。
And then in verse 6, this is the response of the prophet. Once he receives the message from the Lord, then he speaks to the people.
那在第五章第八节。
In chapter 5, verse 8,
他就再一次的告诉我们说，我们要寻求这个神是什么样的神。
It describes the God that we are to seek.
第八节，要寻求那造昴星和参星，使死荫变为晨光，使白日变为黑夜，命海水来浇在地上的，主是他的名。
We seek after He who made the Pilates and Orion, he turns the shadow of death into morning and makes the day dark as night. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name.
这里特别强调说，其实也是先知在向百姓再一次的去介绍我们所敬拜的对象是什么。
So the prophet is introducing us to the God that we ought to worship.
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the God who made the heavens and the earth.
他可以让死荫的再变为晨光，表示说他可以从死又让它复活。
He can make the shadow of death into morning, meaning that he can resurrect.
使白日变黑夜。
He can make the day dark as night.
这就是神的能力没有限制，他可以让在人看来不可能的事变成可能。
So there is nothing impossible with God.
他的全能远超乎人所能想象的。
His power is beyond all imagination.
神有许多的作为是我们不知道的。
There are many works of God that we do not know.
那慢慢的我们如果愿意寻求神，神赐智慧，我们就会慢慢体会了解。
And as the Lord bestows wisdom on us, then we will slowly come to realize who He is.
所以命海水浇在地上。
So He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth.
你看以前的人，他怎么会知道这个海水浇地上是怎样浇法？
In the past, people would not understand what this would mean. How do you pour out waters of the sea?
现在哈，我们有这些知识哈，去观察神他所作为。创造天地的这些原理啊，那我们现在就明白神是怎么样让海水来浇在地上的。
But now that we have more technology, we have discovered how this is possible.
神有些很奇妙的那个作为是默默在运转，是让我们都不知道的时候，他已经在这样执行着。
The Lord has done many things that are mysterious to us, things that we have never thought about.
所以这位主是创造宇宙万物的。
So this God is the God who created the heavens and the earth.
他是实际上是充满慈爱的是照顾人的。
He is filled with love and compassion, and he cares for his people.
他宣告我们要来寻求他就可以存活。
And he proclaims that if we seek the Lord, then we will live.
那其实表示人已经离开神不想再寻求神了。
Meaning that the people have already departed from God and don't want to seek after Him.
这也是神先兴起先知的时代需要。
This is why at that time the Lord rose, called the prophets.
因为这个时代黑暗的时候那通常人心就远离时代黑暗表示说人的心是远离神的。
Because it was dark times, meaning that the hearts of men had turned from God.
那人的心远离神，通常都是在生活过得很好的时候
Usually, our hearts turn from God when we are in prosperity.
你看我们人一般如果困难遇到患难都会想要寻求神。
We often seek after the Lord when we're in trouble.
所以最近这一段时间我们发现网络聚会听到的人变多了。
During this period of time, there have been many people who are listening to sermons online.
本来可能聚会没有多少人参加的，现在突然之间好像许多人他们会留意上网会听道理祷告了。
During normal times, people may not take the time to come to service, but nowadays we see how many people are listening to sermons and praying at home.
因为现在这个时代现在所遇到的这些事件让我们觉得好像有点不安全了，因为很多事情可能就发生了。
This is because we have lost our sense of security. There's a doubt about what will happen in the future.
日光之下没有新鲜事，所以过去发生的现象现在也正在发生着。
And since there are no new things under the sun, what has happened before will happen again.
所以当有一个灾难突然临到，许多人就会被提醒说那赶快来敬拜神。
So whenever a trouble arises, then people will be reminded to turn back to God.
不久之后又忘记，然后又回到原来的生活。
But not long afterwards, then people forget and return to their old lifestyle.
那圣经用以色列百姓他们的历史来当一面镜子，让我们这个世世代代这些神的选民去观察。
So the Lord uses the Israelites as a mirror so that generations of believers can examine themselves.
那个在阿摩斯的时代，其实那时候的百姓生活过得很富裕的。
During the time of Amos, the people were living in prosperity.
可是他们的心却离神很远。
But their hearts were very far from God.
所以神兴起先知就警告。
So God called the prophets to warn them.
然后先知已经看到那个结局了，所以他就为他们做哀歌。
And because the prophet had already saw their end, therefore he made a lamentation.
所以第五章一开头第一节。
In chapter 5 verse 1.
以色列家要听我为你们所做的哀歌。
Hear this word which I take up against you, a lamentation, O house of Israel.
这个是先知他所说的。
These are the words of the prophet.
以色列民要跌倒，不得再起，躺在地上无人搀扶。
The virgin of Israel has fallen; she will rise no more. She lies forsaken on her land.
这段时间这几个月，你看到真的有人躺在路上，没有人敢去碰了。
In these few months, we've seen examples of people who have fallen on the road, and no one dares to help them up.
躺在那边就真的躺 就走了。
And once they have fallen, then they really pass away.
突然就一口气就吸不进去了。
And they're unable to take that last breath.
啊，之后就真的就离开了。
And so they depart from the world.
哦，所以这个灾难临到的时候，突然的了。
This calamity will befall us very suddenly.
第三节，主神如此说，以色列家的城发出一千兵的，只剩下一百。发出一百的只剩下十个。
For thus, in verse 3, for thus says the Lord God, the city that goes out by 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel.
这个伤亡是很可怕的呢。
This is a very, very terrifying.
10%人存活而已的。
Only 10% survive.
你现在如果看现在有关于这一波这个流行病的预测啊，然后就说。如果这样继续发展下去，很多人可能会死。
Some people predict that if this pandemic continues onward, then many people will die.
啊，如果是那个高危险的族群呢、啊？啊，那可能伤亡比例会很高，看得我们都害怕。
And in some areas, we see that the fatality, the rate of death may be very high. It makes us very fearful.、
啊、因为我们通常都是用百分比嘛，
We calculate it by a percentage.
啊，那百分比就看你那个基数有多大，就是人口总数有多少，然后看百分比。如果百分比高的话，那个数字就很可怕，很多。
And so if you calculate it by the number of people, the population, and the number of people who have contracted the virus, then we see a lot of. It's very terrifying to see the numbers.
那这所以现在这一段时间呢、哦，但是你就反过来看几个月以前。你看大家不是看到说哇这个生活过得很好经济发展好多人都觉得说自己变得很富有。
But just a few months prior, we see that many people had been enjoying prosperity and success.
谁也没有料到事情是这样发生的。
But no one would have imagined that this would befall us.
如果我们看阿摩斯书最开始的时候
If we look at the beginning of the book of Amos,
第一章的第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1,
这是给我们一个了解说那个背景当时候怎么样的时代。
It gives us a background of what the times were like.
第一节是说犹大王乌西亚这个就是南国是乌西亚掌权的时代。
This was the time of King Uzziah.
在犹大。
In Judah.
那在北国以色列是约阿斯的儿子耶罗伯安第二在掌权的时候
And in Israel, Jeroboam, the king of Joash, was the king.
那他说在大地震前的二年
It was 2 years before the earthquake.
那表示这个大地震呢，在当时候的人都知道的
It means that this earthquake was known by all the people.
那就是这个天灾，这个大地震来到的时候大家都记住了不会忘记因为这个经验太恐怖了。
The earthquake was so terrifying that everyone knew about this earthquake.
经过人都知道当然如果是后代的人可能就不知道嘛。
Those who encountered this earthquake who were alive during it would definitely remember.
就像上个世纪在旧金山的大地震在加州那些老人他们都记得。
Just like in the past century, the earthquake in San Francisco, many elderly remember it.
但是经历那个地震的人都已经走了过去了。
But many who experienced it have already passed.
现在的人可能就没有什么感觉了。
So now people may not remember it as well.
但是历史就会记载哪一年的时候大地震了。
But in history, it will be recorded that in this year there was a great earthquake.
这一个事件在撒迦利亚书里面被提出来。
This earthquake was also mentioned in Zechariah.
我们如果看撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章的第五节。
Verse 5.
撒迦利亚书十四章第五节。
Zechariah chapter 14 verse 5.
你们要从我山的谷中逃跑，因为山谷必延到亚萨。你们逃跑，必如犹大王乌西亚年间的人逃避大地震一样。主我的神必降临，有一切圣者同来。
Verse 5. Then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Azal. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah.Thus the Lord my God will come and all the saints with you.
这一节经文呢，就让我们就了解那个 阿摩斯书第一章那里所讲的那个时间。
This allows us to have a better understanding of when Amos was preaching.
那这里他其实预告的是基督要再来的。
And this is a prophecy of the coming of the Messiah.
那时候有很多人都会逃避。
There will be many who flee.
因为不敢见。
Because they are afraid of meeting him.
哦，就好像那个在乌贤那个时候，那个大地震，很多人都逃啊。
Just as during the day of the earthquake, many people fled.
那说主再来的时候，那有一切的圣者同来，人的反应也是像这样子。
And when the Lord comes again, then many people will have the same reaction.
大地震前二年，那个神兴起阿摩斯当先知来传警告。
So 2 years before the earthquake, the Lord called Amos to be a prophet.
那时候阿摩斯所讲的话，百姓会注意听吗？不会。
The people chose not to listen to him.
因为这个警告听一听，他们就把它当参考，也不会真的很在意了。
They just took his words as a reference. They didn't really care.
所以那个时代，你如果想想看，为什么大家不会留意先知所讲的这些毁灭会来到？
And why is it that people didn't really take notice of what he was saying?
如果我们对照列王记跟历代志在记载犹大国跟以色列国的历史，
If we read the kings or the chronicles, then we will see the history of the Israelites.
乌西亚王的年间，那时候犹大国很强盛。
During the time of Uzziah, the kingdom of Judah was extremely strong.
乌西亚这个人也很聪明。
Uzziah was very smart.
他很喜欢发明。
He loved inventions.
所以他有很多新的那个武器。
So he created many different weapons.
那这个王也文武兼备，他也很喜欢农业这些植物的事情。
He had a lot of hobbies, so he liked to cultivate the land.
所以当时候的那个犹大国很兴旺啊。
Therefore, at that time, the kingdom of Judah was very prosperous.
那在耶罗波安第二呢，在北国以色列呢？
And then, what about in the northern kingdom of Israel?
那这个耶罗波安第二，这个是整个以色列国北国以色列这个两百多年历史里面最强的一段时间，大概四十年。
During King Jeroboam II, this was the height of the kingdom of Israel in their 200 years of history.
所以那个时候百姓生活过得很，他们也觉得很满足的。
The people were living a very contented lives.
可是在这样的一个很舒适的生活环境底下，人的心就远离神了。
In the times of luxurious living, they started to depart from God.
不会真的去在意神要求的话。
They didn't really care about the requirements of God for them.
所以现在那个第一章阿摩斯书第一章的第二节，他得到神的默示，他说主必从锡安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声。
In Amos chapter 1 verse 2, he receives a revelation from the Lord and he says, the Lord roars from Zion.
他说牧人的草场要悲哀，加密的山顶要枯干了。
The pastures of the shepherds mourn and the top of Carmel withers.
那表示说接下去当神吼叫的时候，
So when the Lord roars from Zion,
这个时候其实就是神他要发出他公义的审判。
This is when the Lord will administer his justice.
那时候这些灾难你看连那个加密山本来应该很兴旺很茂盛的都变光秃了。
Even the top of Carmel, which is supposed to be very bountiful, will wither.
表示说这个困难的日子来到了。
It is a representation of the trying times.
是神追讨的时候。
It is the time where God takes his vengeance.
好，那所以我们看阿摩斯书你看接下去那就一直细数这些作为列邦的这个错误，三番四次的犯罪。
And then afterwards, he starts to list out the three transgressions and for four of all of the different nations that have sinned against the Lord.
表示说犯罪一犯再犯，好像都不会停。
This means that their sins are continuous.
那犯了错之后，有一个心里面有一个负担，说好像这样不对，但是改不来，继续做，继续犯。
Although they may feel a bit of guilt for what they have done, but they can't change it and they continue on.
因为好像犯了罪也没关系还是日子这样过啊。
They think to themselves, well, nothing has really changed because I sinned, therefore I can continue with life.
所以人就是在这样的惰性里面在这个罪里面一直的。 惹动神的愤怒。
And therefore, because of the laziness of the people, the Lord has been aroused in his anger.
所以接下去你看亚摩斯书第三章。
In Amos chapter 3.
接下去就是有神的四个宣告。
There are the four proclamations of God.
这个透过以这个先知说的。
Which are spoken through the prophet.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
以色列啊，你们全家是我从埃及地领出来的，当听主攻击你们的话。
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
所以要听。
We need to listen.
他现在接下去说，一直要百姓要注意听神说什么。
And then he continues to tell the Israelites what they need to listen.
啊，如果不听哈。
And if they choose not to.
因为如果听了，还有机会改变呢。
Because if you listen, then you have a chance to change.
啊，不听了，最后一定是灭亡的。
But if you do not, then you will invoke destruction.
啊，那时候大家生活好，但是他们却，那个很。非常没有爱心的，很没有公义的。
Although they lived luxuriously, but they lived very selfishly without any love.
哦，那当时候啊，其实他们的生活那个好那个情景哦，你如果看第三章啊第十五节，你就看到了。
You can see this described in chapter 3, verse 15.
他们是过什么日子？
What kind of lives were they living?
我要拆毁过冬和过夏的房屋了，象牙的房屋也要拆毁，高大的房屋都归无有。这是只是说的。
Verse 15, I will destroy the winter house along with the summer house. The houses of ivory shall perish.
哦，他们不是只有一个房子，他们是有冬天的房屋、夏天的房屋的。
They didn't just have one house; they had a winter and a summer house.
哦，这个表示这个跟我们现在生活不是很像吗
？Isn't just like us today?
啊，在那里地方我们有房子，我们那里可以度假屋，那里可以去这样子度假旅游。
We have a house here or another house there for vacation.
象牙的房屋表示说它装饰的很豪华的。
Houses of ivory meaning that the houses are decorated very beautifully.
这里说高大的房屋。
The great houses.
在说明他们当时候那个生活环境很富足。
So they lived very, very rich lives.
但是神说这些最后都要归无有。
But the Lord says all of these shall come to nothing.
有这么好的生活环境，但是他的内里面的生活品质是什么？
They had a great quality of life, but what was the true essence of their life?
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
富有的欺压贫寒的，压碎穷乏的。
They oppressed the poor and crushed the needy.
他们是用这些物质来享受，满足他们的私欲的。
They used what they had to fulfill the lusts of their flesh.
如果看一个在阿摩斯书里面最常被提出的，当时候他们是。这样子享受生活，在第六章。
In chapter 6, it talks about what they did to enjoy themselves.
他们那时候第一节啊。
Chapter 1.
国为列国之首，人最著名，且为以色列家所归向，在西安和撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的有祸了。
Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes.
那个时候他们。真的是连那个不要说在他们自己的国内，他们连国际上他们都觉得自己是很特别的，属神的选民，
even 有神的
祝福。
Even politically, they saw themselves as the people who are blessed by the Lord.
啊，那可是先知的信息是有祸的，有灾殃来的。
The prophet, however, said that they woe to them.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行强暴。
Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near.
第四节说。
Four.
躺卧在象牙床上，舒身在榻上，吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。
Who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall.
第五节说，弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的。
Who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David.
第六节说，以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
Who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
你看到他们这个食衣住行，包括他们的娱乐，都跟现在的社会很像。
The way their lifestyles were completely the same as we live today.
他们弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲的歌曲，制造乐器，其实他们的这个 我们如果换一个角度来看，他们的文化生活其实也是蛮好像蛮充实的。
They sang idly to the sound of string instruments, so from another perspective, they were pretty cultured people.
他们也不是说只是满足肉体的这样子吃喝住而已，他们也知道说这个精神粮食要有，然后要让自己心里满足。
Not only did they satisfy their physical needs, but they also made sure that intellectually they were stimulated as well.
可是问题就在这里。
But the problem lied.
他不认为说这个灾祸日子已经到了。
In the fact that they did not think that the day of doom was coming.
他们第三节说他们以为降祸日子还远呢。
They felt that it was still afar off.
什么世界末日？那是什么东西啊？
What is the end times?
因为很多时候人会觉得说，那还很远的事。
People may think, it's very far from us.
不会说现在就是有一个很急迫感，说我现在就要去面对的。
There's no sense of urgency that we will have to meet it now.
他在意的是当下的享受。
So what they focused on were the enjoyments of the present time.
第六节特别强调说，他不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
Verse 6 it says they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
这个约瑟的苦难是表示说，去回想他们当时候这个祖先哦，因为约瑟这个人物，他们一定是记得，他们每个人都认识约瑟是谁，都知道的。
All of them would know the affliction of Joseph and what Joseph went through.
你看约瑟。年纪轻轻的就是被卖去埃及当奴隶啊。
And Joseph was sold as a young man to Egypt as a slave.
就是有约瑟在埃及受苦之后，才带出了以色列百姓在埃及的繁荣。
It was because of the affliction of Joseph that the Israelites were able to receive glory in Egypt.
啊，因着神的恩典，他们才在埃及这个当时候最强盛的这个土地上，他们繁衍众多。
It is because of the affliction of Joseph that the Israelites were able to be prosperous and multiply exceedingly in the land that was the greatest, the most politically powerful land at the time.
可是后来也受苦啊。
But afterwards, they were still afflicted.
那之后他们离开了埃及的。
Afterwards, they were able to depart from Egypt.
你看神拯救他们。
The Lord saved them.
所以这个苦难，为约瑟的苦难，就是想到他们过去神是怎么拯救他们，他们是如何从苦难当中走过来的。
So they were not grieved for the affliction of Joseph, meaning they didn't even remember how God had brought them out of this affliction.
神要百姓一直记住啊。他对他们施行了拯救。
God wanted his people to always remember the salvation they received.
可是当人在这个舒适的安逸环境底下，很容易就把这个苦难忘记。
However, it is very easy for us to forget about the salvation when we're living very easy lives.
这就是当时候神的选民他们的生活态度。
And this was the attitude they had toward life.
那现在神透过先知说，你们要寻求我，就必存活。
So God through the prophet tells the people that you need to seek me and live.
也就是说，他们现在要再重新想到说，这位敬拜的神是谁？神到底要什么
？They have to once again know the God that they worship and what He requires of them.
那有关于寻求神呢？我们现在看回来第五章。
If we look at chapter 5,
神讲的这个寻求神到底是怎么样做？
How do we seek the Lord?
第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
五章五节说，你不要往伯特利去寻求，不要进入基甲，不要过到别示巴，因为基甲也必被掳掠，伯特利必归无有。
Verse 5, but do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing.
你看这里，这个伯特利，这是在北国的以色列境内，在那里耶罗波安设立的金牛犊让百姓去敬拜。
Bethel is the place where King Jeroboam had set the golden calves for the northern kingdom to worship.
那个伯特利就当时候他们等于是北国以色列他们的那个宗教信仰的中心。
Bethel was the center of their religious affairs in the northern kingdom.
本来是神的家。
Before it was the house of God.
现在变成偶像之家。
But now it was the house of idols.
哦，这个叫做伯雅文，我们在读那个何西阿书的时候讲过的。
Yeah, we saw that it was renamed as Beth Aven in the book of Hosea.
神要 百姓寻求他，他说你不要到伯特利去寻找。
So when God says to seek me and live, he says do not seek me at Bethel.
因为伯特利最后归无有。
Because Bethel will come to nothing.
因为他们那时候以为说如果有我们敬拜神，这是属神的地方，安全没有问题的。
They thought to themselves, as long as I go to the place of God, then I'm safe.
他们不知道神根本就是准备要打他。
But they did not understand that the Lord was planning to destroy the whole thing.
这里告诉我们说，我们要寻求神，要寻求那个真正独一的真神。
Therefore, if we want to seek the Lord, we need to seek the one true God.
要按照神的旨意来敬拜他的。
We have to worship Him according to His will.
不能够用我们人做出来那个偶像。不能够敬拜那个人造的啦。
We cannot worship that which was created by man's hand.
甚至是拜这位神，但是用我们自己的想法去界定他，他应该是什么。
We cannot worship God using our own thoughts and think this is the God that I worship and create him for ourselves.
这里神所说的要寻求他，他要我们是用我们的内心专心的寻求。
What the Lord wants is that we seek him with all our hearts.
寻求那个真实的。
To seek after what is true.
哦，所以这里这个一心寻求，我们早上在读约珥书的第二章，这里是一样的。
This morning we read in Joel chapter 2.
二章十二节。
Verse 12.
你们要一心归向我。
Turn to me with all your heart.
这个就是全心全意专心的归向神，专拜那个独一神。
Which means that we concentrate and wholly put our hearts on the true God.
我们的内心不能够同时敬拜神，又好像放不下这些物质的追求。
We cannot worship God and our worldly pursuits.
今天常常我们内心有许多偶像。
There are often many idols in our hearts.
让我们没有办法专心的去倚靠神。
They prevent us from completely relying on God.
有时候是我们自己的，我们自己的内心的问题。
And many times it's a matter of our heart.
那有时候是我们外在的，我们所追求的这些内容，可能是工作，可能是学问，可能是这些名声地位之类的。
Sometimes they are from outward factors, for example, our work or our pursuit for higher education or pursuit after fame or glory.
圣经，我们今天早上也提到了，神要我们专心寻求他，就被寻见。
This morning we talked about how if we seek the Lord with all our heart, then we will find him.
好，那如果我们看，我们现在看第六节哈，第七节。
In verse 7.
第五章，阿摩斯是五章第七节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 7.
他说：“你们这使公平变为阴沉，将公义丢弃于地的。
”You who turn justice to wormwood and lay righteousness to rest in the earth.
那这个说明说哈，现在我们要真正的专心寻求神，就是要愿意行出神的公义了。
If we truly want to seek after the Lord, we need to seek after His justice.
我们要明白神所要求，你看神要神向世人所要的是什么呢？
What does the Lord require of us?
我们在以后读弥迦书的时候会读到的。
In the future, we will read the book of
Micah. 六章八节说什么？
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人啊，神向你所要的是什么？
Oh man, what does the Lord require of you?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
To do justly, to seek mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
所以今天神要我们行公义，这个公义不只是在教会、在国家，包括在我们的家庭里面都是这样。
We need to do justly not only at church and in society, but at home and in ourselves.
在我们的日常生活里面都要去注意这个神的公义问题。
So whatever we do in our lives, we have to be mindful of the justice of God.
也就是说，这是一定是要善恶分明。
We need to discern between right and wrong.
洁净跟污秽要搞清楚。
We need to discern what is pure and what is defiled.
因为公义哈，公义是正确是对的。那个有时候你要想，神也是圣洁的。公义跟圣洁是不可分开的。
Justice and holiness are together.
神要我们公义。
God wishes that we are
要我们做对的事情。
He wants us to do what is right.
他要我们能够趋近于他的圣洁。
He wants us to be holy like He is holy.
所以他特别提示说，如果那个使公平变阴沉，把公义丢掉了，要小心了。
So you who turn justice to wormwood and lay righteousness to rest in the earth, you woe to you.
哦，那个神他的那个心哈，我们看一下五章二十四节。
Let's look at chapter 5 verse 24.
五章二十四节说。唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
24. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.
因为神他的那个宝座的根基就是公平跟公义啊。
And the foundation of his throne is justice and righteousness.
哦，神真正想要的祭，其实就是在我们今天。对他的敬拜，我们在实际生活当中所行出来的他的要求。
The true sacrifices to God that He wants is that we do justly in our everyday lives.
所以真正寻求神的哈，你像一心归向神的。
So those who truly turn to God with all their heart.
我们是真的从心里面敬拜他的，不是做表面功夫的。
We'll worship Him from our hearts, and it's not just a superficial act.
我们一定要注意，我们今天的信仰一定要变成很实际上的内化成对神的信靠。在日常生活当中执行神的话语的。
We have to be careful not to allow our faith to become superficial, but truly live it out and make this faith our own.
不能够只是一个表面上的信仰，表面性的敬拜，在人面前是这样子，但是在背后里面是另外一回事。
We must not become a hypocrite in that we worship God superficially, outwardly, but behind other people's backs, we're a different person.
许多人哦，他们不愿意相信。耶稣基督是救主，事实上是因为跟信主的门徒的表现有关系的。
Some people refuse to believe in Jesus Christ because of the actions of those who profess to be Christians.
因为许多人的表现让人觉得说，你一个拜耶稣人很表面，很假。
Many people discover that the believers of Christ are very hypocritical.
如果是到教堂去敬拜神，那每个人都穿着西装笔挺，好像这个都是正人君子。
When they go to church, they are dressed in tuxedos, and everybody seems to be very upright people.
但是等到离开教堂了
，But as soon as they step out of the
西装一脱
，As soon as they take off
穿上了这个短裤
，Then you put on your pants.
就开始过一些放纵的生活
，And live indulge in your own life.
那个表现就跟在教堂的那个时候的那个哇敬虔的态度完全不一样。
And the life that then you live is completely different from what you were taught at church.
如果碰到钱哦，又是那个贪心的要命。
And then when it comes to money, then you're very greedy.
如果是碰到要牺牲自己，什么话都不用讲。
Or when it comes to sacrificing yourself, you don't.
完全都跟神主耶稣教导的相反。
So everything you do is opposite of what the Lord has taught.
所以这里提到说，我们今天专心寻求神，一定要注意说，我们的信仰本身是实际上在日常生活中表现是符合真理。
And so what the Lord requires of us is that everything in our lives, every aspect of it, is according to the truth.
否则神不喜悦。
Otherwise, the Lord will not be pleased with us.
你看当时候这些百姓啊，他们也是一样啊，他们哇节期。一样去敬拜神的，献祭也是照常的。
The people at that time still worship God and sacrifice to Him.
那可是神怎么看呢
？But what did the Lord see?
我们看第五章的第二十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 21.
五章二十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 21.
这是神自己说的呢。
The Lord says Himself.
我厌恶你们的节期，不喜悦你们的筵书会。
I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies.
二十二节，你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳，也不顾你们用肥畜献的平安祭。
22, though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings.
二十三节说，要使你们歌唱的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。
23, take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments.
你说，你看这一段神所说的话。
The Lord says,
你看他对我们人所做的那个表面的敬拜，他是多么厌恶。
That he hates the superficial acts of worship.
他说你献的那个燔祭素祭献给自己，我根本不要。
He says you just offer your burnt offerings to yourself. I don't want.
你用歌唱的声音，哇，这个唱消遣歌曲，在好像在歌颂我。他说神对不起，我根本不听。
And when he said, and when he hears the melody of your stringed instruments, he says, just play them to yourself. I don't want to hear.
我根本不听你们弹琴的响声。
I don't want to hear them.
所以这些。 看起来好像是我在敬拜神，在赞美神的神，听起来像噪音，根本就不要。
So all of these songs of praise that people are offering to God, God says these are just idle songs, just noise.
为什么
？Why？
因为他根本不是把神当一回事的。
Because God is not truly in their hearts.
所以你看这里神哈，他就细数这个百姓啊，他们为什么会今天？落到这样的一个境界，是用这样 的态度来敬拜神的呢？
And so the Lord is telling them, why is it that they have fallen to this state?
第二十五节，五章二十五节，以色列家，你们在旷野四十年，岂是将祭物和供物献给我呢？
Did you offer me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel?
二十六节，
26.
你们抬着自己为自己所造之摩洛的帐幕和偶像的龛。并你们的神星。
26. You also carry Sikkoth your king and Chia and your idols, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves.
27节说，所以我要把你们掳到大马色以外。
Therefore, I will send you into captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord.
这是主说的，神预告他接下去要怎么样让百姓被掳了。
The Lord is prophesying how the people will be exiled.
阿摩斯讲的这段话。在使徒行传，司提反在分述的时候，他特别提出来讲。
This passage is actually mentioned by Stephen in the book of Acts.
司提反他被石头打死以前呢，他就告诉当时的这些同胞，想想看历史是怎么进行的。
Before Stephen was stoned to death, he reminded his own brethren to remember how their forefathers had departed from God.
我们来看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第四十一节。
Verse 41.
这是司提反回忆这个选民他们的历史，特别是在旷野那段时间。
And Stephen is recalling what happened in the wilderness.
第四十一节说，那时他们造了一个牛犊，又拿祭物献给那像，欢喜自己手中的工作。
41. And they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands.
他们去造金牛犊，欢喜自己所做的工作，但是是弃绝神的工作。
So they rejoiced in the works of their own hands, and they rejected the work of God.
将神透过摩西所讲的这些律法，把它当作没有用的。
They treated the commandments that Moses had given to them as useless.
第四十二节。
42.
神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日夜星辰，正如先知书上所写的，说。
42. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets.
这个先知书上的话就是阿摩斯书第五章这一段。
And then he quotes Amos chapter 5.
以色列家，你们四十年间在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？
Did you offer me slaughtered animals and sacrifices during 40 years in the wilderness?
你们抬着摩洛的帐幕跟理番神的心，就是你们所造为要敬拜的像。因此我把你们迁到巴比伦外去。
You also took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star your god Revan, images which you made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
这个摩洛的帐幕，这个摩洛是那个亚门人的偶像。
Moloch is the god of the Ammonites.
那这个理番神呢，应该说是这个埃及的神明的其中之一。
And Refan is one of the gods of the Egyptians.
这都是外邦人的。
All of these are the Gentile gods.
但是这些外邦人的这些信仰的观念，都你看到无形当中进入了百姓他的脑筋里面去了。
All of these concepts and concepts about worshiping these idols have come into the minds of the Israelites.
结果他们好像在表面上在敬拜神，其实他们不是。
So although they seem to be worshiping the true God, but actually they weren't.
他们好像把祭物献给神，神说对不起，我不愿啊。
Even though they sacrificed to the Lord, but the Lord says I am not pleased with them.
就是看到说，其实神看重的是我们人的心。
What God really cares about is our heart.
他不再看我们这些你表面上你到底献什么东西。
He doesn't really look at what we are offering to him materially.
当然，献祭本身神有他的规矩，你应该在什么祭里面要献什么祭物，神是很清楚的。
Of course, the Lord had requirements of what are the procedures of offering sacrifices to him.
但是这些东西不是重点。
But these were not the main points.
神真的要的是我们的心。
What God really wants is our heart.
我们要跟这个社会，跟这些外邦的那个习惯分别为圣， 要有所分别的。
We have to discern and to separate ourselves from the customs of the people outside.
所以现在我们要寻求神，照主所说的，我们寻求他的就必存活。
We have to do according to what he promises, which is if we seek him, then we will live.
在这个很有可能，你走在路上，你可能如果不是神保守，你可能就那个病毒感染了。
If you're walking on the street, unless the Lord protects you, you might catch the virus.
因为有人很恐惧，一点都没有安全感的。
Some people feel so afraid that they've lost all sense of security.
听到一个医生在讲。
I heard a doctor mentioning.
那个医生哦，很恐惧的说。所以这个时候，你最好所有人都不要出去，都关在自己的家里就好了。
He was in fear, so he said the best thing to do right now is just to shut yourself at home.
因为他说你就出去，你有可能就中标了。
If you go outside of your own doors, then you might catch.
因为你不知道谁有带病毒了。
Catch the virus because you never know who has it.
有人有病毒，他没有症状，你也不知道。
Some people do not show any symptoms, so you don't know.
所以你只要一出门，你就可能被感染，你就可能。就没命了。
So if you just step outside, then you might lose your life.
但是今天如果不是神保守啊，
so if it is not the Lord's protection,
你就算在家里也不是没事。
Just because you're staying at home doesn't mean you're safe either.
这个不是我们要怎么样靠自己去保护生命的问题。
So the true problem does not lie in how we protect ourselves.
真的是要靠神保守的。
It really is, it depends on the protection of God.
有神才能存活。
Well, we can only live if we have God.
不是靠我们自己多会保护。
It is not a matter of how well we know how to protect ourselves.
所以这个时候是我们真的要寻求神，专心寻求他得存活的这个时间。
Now is the perfect time that we seek the Lord so that we can live.
哦、神他要求我们、哦、你看我们今天要把他当作第一位，生命当中最重要的。
We have to put God as number one.、
哦、所以你看主耶稣特别提醒我们说，你要先求神的国、神的义，其他的这些需用的神他会加给。
The Lord promises that as long as we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all that we need will be provided for us.
神他应许要成为我们的磐石。
He promises to be our rock.
做我们的避难所。
He will be our shelter.
在危险的时候，他要提供保护。
When we are in trouble, He will provide His protection.
我们要抓住神的应许。
So we need to grasp hold of His.
对他有信心。
We need to have faith in Him.
然后呢，这个机会调整我们的生活。
And take the opportunity to adjust our lives.
要我们要做什么改变，才是真的叫专心寻求他，会得到他的喜悦的。
What do we really need to change in order to truly seek after Him so that He may be pleased with us?
重点是在这里。
So this is the main point.
我们再看回来。那个耶尔书第二章。
Let's turn to Joel chapter 2.
我们再来看耶尔书第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
第二章，我们看第十五节。
2 verse 15.
第二章十五节。
2:15.
你们要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日子，宣告筵素会。
Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly.
这句话不是在第一章的第十四节讲过了吗？
Wasn't this mentioned in chapter 1, verse 14?
你看他重复说。
He repeats it.
他要我们分定禁食的日子，宣告筵素会，召集筵素会，大家把工作放下来。来寻求他。
He wants us to consecrate a fast, to call a sacred assembly, and put aside our own duties.
一章十四节。提醒我们要禁食祷告，全体要禁食祷告。
It tells us that as a congregation, we need to fast and pray.
接下来第十二章，他提醒另外一个重点。
In verse 12, it also has.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16, it also says.
聚集众民，使会众致洁，召聚长老，召聚孩童和吃奶的，使新郎出离洞房，新妇出离内室。
16, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes, let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room.
你看这里召聚要吹角，就是提醒大家分定禁食，一样是把禁食日子分别出来。
So again, blow the trumpet in Zion and consecrate a day for fasting.
大家利用这个 停下手中的工作，一起来寻求神。
And so everyone stops their own work to seek after the Lord together.
这个时候要想到这个洁净的问题，自洁。
And one very important point is we need to consider sanctification.
也就是说，我们要让我们的生活当中把这些罪恶除掉，要让真的我们自己的心呢做一个大扫除了。
Well, basically, we need to clean up our lives and our hearts.
哦，那这个时候他说是召集长老了哈，老者、孩童、吃奶的，就是老少，不管年纪都一起来。
It also says that we need to not only assemble the elders, but also the children and the nursing babes.
哦，然后这个让新郎出洞房，新妇出离内室。
The bridegroom should come out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room.
那这个表示说，现在新郎新娘，哇，这个就是可以享受生活的时候嘛，度蜜月。
The bridegroom and bride are supposed to be enjoying their lives.
这个时候不是去享受的时候了。
But this is not the time to enjoy yourself.
他要让所有的全民百姓一起洁净自己。
He wants the entire congregation to sanctify themselves.
这个洁净表示说我们迎见神。
This sanctification is a preparation to meet the Lord.
就好像神要在西乃山降临以前，他就特别吩咐摩西说，百姓三天准备好好的洁净自己，洗衣服，洗浴，换衣服。
And when the Lord was about to descend on Mount Sinai, he warned the people and had them prepare by washing their clothes and their own bodies 3 days prior.
要洁净才有办法见神。
You need to be sanctified in order to meet God.
那个时候才不会恐惧。
Or else you will be in great fear.
他这里提醒我们，要众民啊，神的百姓，要这个时候要洁净自己。
The entire congregation needs to sanctify together.
我们现在大家在家里了。
All of us are at home.
我们早上提到要祷告。
And this morning we mentioned the importance of prayer.
个人的、家人的，现在甚至我们中国教育的班级。团契，我们可以用网络，一定要加紧祷告。
Not only as individuals, but as families, as RE classes, and even as fellowships, we need to step up our prayer.
我们要利用这段时间追求被圣灵充满。
We need to use this time to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情，在这里提到洁净。
Secondly, it talks about sanctification.
我们现在家里的时间多了，我们不能够外出。
Since we are stuck at home.
但是现在如果我们心不注意，我们就算不外出，我们也可以环游世界。
Even if we are physically at home, but it is also possible for us to go around the world.
我们的心可能在这个网络里面就迷失了。
Our hearts may be lost in the world of the internet.
我们这个时间可能花在玩游戏。
We might waste our time in gaming.
有人可能在看连续剧。
Or some in their TV dramas.
有人可能在整天看网络买东西。
Or some people like to shop online.
你看现在你买东西根本都不需要出门呢。
If you want to go shopping, you don't have to physically go out your doors.
有人就拼命看小说，看漫画。
Some people like to read books or read manga.
也就是说，我们很有可能这些时间。又再一次浪费在这个世俗的娱乐里面了。
In other words, it is definitely possible that we waste our time in worldly entertainment.
我们很有可能在这个神所分别出来，让我们可以一起来追求认识他，跟发展跟他的关系的这个同时呢，我们可能又再一次落入这个世俗的私欲里。
It is definitely possible that we misuse the time that God has given us to draw closer to Him and instead fall into a pit of the world.
我们来看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
这是圣经给我们的提醒。
This is the reminder that the Bible tells us.
不管我们在哪里，我们都要谨记。
We need to be cautious.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Verse 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures.
这个就是放纵情欲的。
So they're indulging.
第四节说，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知以世俗为友，就是以神为敌吗？所以凡想以世俗为友的，就是以神为敌的。
Verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
这个淫乱的人其实上是因为 不是真的说肉体是欢迎，而是我们内心离开了神。
These adulterers and adulteresses do not refer to physical adulterers, but rather that our hearts have departed from the Lord.
你要想我们神是何等的希望我们能够专心来寻求他。
The Lord truly desires that we can wholeheartedly, pursue Him.
第五节说。
Verse 5.
你们想经上所说的是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于极度的。
5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
神他是圣灵给我们，希望我们能够专心的爱他。
The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can fully love Him.
所以你看他完全的爱我们，他也期待我们能够这样完全用全心的爱他了。
Since He has loved us with all that He has, He also expects the same from us.
让我们利用这段时间好的花时间来读圣经祷告。
Make use of your time to read the Bible and pray.
用神的话在真理来洁净我们的内心。
Use the Word of God to cleanse your heart.
让我们能够。在经历了这一个事件之后，我们跟每一个人跟神的关系都亲密了。
May it be that after this entire crisis has come to an end, all of us will have come out stronger.
有个弟兄说，他没办法了解为什么祷告要半个小时。
There was a brother who said he doesn't understand why we need to pray for half an hour.
他说我跟神讲话，我跟他报告什么事，我两分钟就讲完了。
He says, I only report to him for 2 minutes and I'm done.
那两分钟，那就是说，那祷告也不需要很久，不是吗？祷告牧祷也可以有功效。
He also wondered why you actually need to pray. I can just pray in silence.
为什么教会要一直强调说要花长时间祷告呢？
Why do you need to pray for so long?
实际上，这是因为误解的祷告，我们。在祷告里面所要发生、所要做的事，要发生的这个属灵的效果。
And this is a misunderstanding of the purpose of prayer.
祷告不是是跟神报告。
Prayer is not reporting to God.
祷告事实上是我们在这个安静当中，用心灵去跟神沟通的。
Prayer is that we are able to communicate and fellowship with God in quietness.
我们要慢慢的能够发展到。我们好像在跟神谈恋爱一样。
Our relationship with God should improve to the point of as if we are in a relationship with Him.
就是我们会觉得说，我们希望能够跟他比较多的时间讲话。
And that we wish that we have more time to talk with Him.
所以当我们跟神的关系亲密以后啊
，So once our relationship becomes more intimate,
我们就不会觉得说祷告很久。
We will not feel like prayer is such a long time.
我们会最后会跟神的关系亲密，我们会觉得说，在祷告当中，我们会觉得我们会得安慰，我们会得力量，我们内心会得平安。
We will experience how not only we receive comfort but also strength and peace through prayer.
那这个时候，其实我们的整个灵性是提升的。
This is an elevation of our spirituality.
希望我们能够经过这一个事件以后，我们每个弟兄姐妹的灵性都提升了。
We hope that all of our spiritualities may continue to increase because of this crisis.
我们都会愿意来亲近神。
That we may all be willing to draw close to God.
我们内心更有力量抵挡魔鬼。
That our hearts have even more power to resist the devil.
看第四章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 7.
你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手。心怀恶意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
这里特别提到说要洁净我们的心。
It tells us that we need to purify our hearts.
那我们现在不但常常要洗手嘛，哈。
We need to wash our hands a lot.
现在要避免病毒感染啊，其实我们个人的这个卫生习惯要改变的。
If we want to
要进步了哈。
If we want to avoid the virus, then we need to improve our hygiene.
真的要常常洗手。
We truly need to wash our hands.
政府提醒我们应该做了这些生活上的那个要求，我们要切实去遵行。
We have to actually implement what the government has advised us to do.
但是物质的手是啊，但是我们更需要他说这要洁净我们的手，表示我们的行为干净。
we truly need to cleanse our physical hands, but also spiritually, we also need to cleanse ourselves.
心，我们的内心哈，你看那个心怀恶意的哈，要清洁。
We need to make sure that we're no longer double-minded.
好，那我们能够全心的来寻求他。
We have to wholeheartedly seek after God.
好，那神他的保护就会在我们的身上呈现的。
The protection of the Lord will come upon us.
不管什么时候神来了都没关系的。
And then it won't matter whenever Jesus comes again.
你看那个，我们看第五章的第八节，雅各书。
In James chapter 5 verse 8.
这段日子多久我们不知道。
We do not know how long we will need to wait.
要忍耐。
We need to be patient.
五章八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Verse 8, you also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
啊，主来的日子近了，但是主来的日子的时候，之前就会有患难了。
The coming of the Lord is at hand, and before he comes, there will be tribulation.
那我们寻求他。
Let us seek after him.
躲在他的那个翅膀底下。
Let us hide under the shadow of his wings.
我们必可以存活。
And we shall live.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
166首。
166.